Hello and welcome to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and the aviation industry. In episode 3, in collaboration with Emma Systems, we bring to you Jared Lichty, aviation commercial lead at Mosaic ATM. Jared discusses the importance of data and its meaningful communication in the aviation industry. He also emphasizes the significance of transparency, trust, and collaboration within aviation. So, without further ado, let's give the floor to him.
My name is Jared Lichty. I am the aviation commercial lead at Mosaic ATM. Mosaic is headquartered in Northern Virginia, and we really aim to solve aviation's most complex problems through transforming data into information. As aviation commercial lead, I work with airlines, airports, and industry partners to improve the safety and efficiency of aviation operations on the ground and in the air. We do this at Mosaic first and foremost through data. From there, we offer applications and decision support tools to present that data in meaningful and useful ways. Today, data analytics seems to be the miracle solution to solve many of aviation's world's biggest problems. The industry's transformation around data has really been, amazing to watch over the last 10, 15, 20 years. The industry went from an environment where data was tied down in legacy systems to an environment now where the data has been standardized to an extent and is being shared with industry via the system-wide information management SWIM adoption. Additionally, data has become cheaper and easier to obtain with the advancement of technology such as ADS-B. I agree that at the core, data is the answer to many of aviation's most complex problems, but only really if the data is consumed and transformed in the right ways and there's trust in the data by the end user. To date, much of the data being made available is from source systems, meaning that it's raw data from collecting systems such as a radar providing flight positions. The data itself is valuable, however, the really big benefit to stakeholders is when these disparate data sources are fused together to create information to answer a specific use case. Making sense of that raw data is really the first step, and we at Mosaic have spent a lot of time doing just that. Our data fuser is a capability developed to consume, clean, parse, and fuse data from these sources, and the intent of the fuser is really to provide the right data at the right time and present that data in a way where it can be integrated into the services or be used to create more high-end information. The fuser was not made overnight. It was developed from years and years of experience working with the data firsthand. It took time to get to know the data inside and out, looked at the data from many different perspectives, understanding its purpose, its strength, its weaknesses, when it's accurate, versus times when maybe it's a little less accurate, and so on. So, at Mosaic, we really think every piece of data has a story that is important. And, it's important for us to understand that when we create the fuser and when we handle data. Knowing that story and knowing it well occurs through extensive knowledge, of the system and, of course, collaboration with industry partners. Today, airlines are using the fuser to understand and prioritize and employ the data available from ANSPs and other sources. And the fuser adds value because it is a single well-documented source of information providing the best and most relevant data available from these source systems. So how can we create more efficiencies, losing less time working together, across various groups working together versus working in silos like historically has occurred? Collaboration is critical to run the most safe and efficient system possible. And I think that's been proven over the years, and the very act of collaborating continues to gain steam within aviation. Collaborative decision-making, CDM, it's been around for some time and for good reason. I believe it was founded on the fact that if an airline cancels a flight and that flight slot becomes available, if that slot information is not shared with other airlines that can potentially use it, then the overall system performance will suffer. And you imagine one airline not sharing that data and then another airline not sharing that data. It's a kind of a snowball effect into into efficiency issues at the airport and more generally the entire system. The concept of CDM has evolved, you know, since its initial founding, and now touches many other areas. You know, it touches the surface. There's a weather CDM group, there's en route CDM group, and so on. So each area, each conceptual area is focused on collaboration and sharing of data to the extent possible, coming up with information sharing strategies, you know, where are the strategies of each group and how do you collaborate more efficiently to, you know, make sure that to more or less make sure that the system is running as efficiently as possible. So Airport CDM is an initiative. I know it's gained a lot of traction in Europe. You know, here in the States, it is also gained traction. It's an initiative focused on collaboration, sharing data between ANSPs, airports, and flight operators. The airport represents this dynamic environment where you have all these stakeholders, each having an interest in running an efficient operation, and they're dependent on one another to do so, right? So I do believe that airport and airport stakeholders, when collaborating, put themselves in the best position to be successful. When you look at some of the environmental targets and the efficiency targets that you could see being created in the years to come, the only way you meet those is through collaboration. So Mosaic, when we try and tackle a problem, you know, regardless of the problem, but airport specific problem, we try to look at it from multiple angles and encourage to involve as many stakeholders as possible. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the saying goes in aviation, when you've seen one airport in the system, you've seen one airport, right? And it works fairly similarly where if you're trying to tackle a airport specific problem, you know, you need all the stakeholders involved to truly understand that problem. So many of our solutions, we engage stakeholders, again, embracing collaboration and understanding that each stakeholder's view of the system is important to solve that problem. Many solutions these days benefit from multiple stakeholders, and pulling those perspectives into the problem-solving process is critical to success. The aviation rebound is clear in the U.S., and, you know, what are the lessons learned from COVID, and will the airlines, airports, ANSPs do anything different in the future? You know, I truly believe we've learned a lot from COVID. You know, right now is an exciting time for aviation in the industry. You know, the United States is coming out of the pandemic, and aviation activity is really ramping up extremely quickly. Throughout history, if you look at the aviation industry, it's faced many challenges and hardships, right? Each associated with lessons learned that really have transformed the way we operate. You look at fuel price challenges, 9/11, COVID, right? There's many others. Each challenge has really been met by a collective response from aviation stakeholders with innovation to provide a foundation to recovery. With 9/11, the lessons learned were very visible to the public. You know, it changed the very nature, the public's aviation experience, increased security screenings, tickets required to get to the gate area. I mean, you think about some of these and the things that, you know, we go through now, you know, obviously 30 years ago, they were not going through that. Additional security measures on the aircraft and so on. So, you know, from my perspective, I think COVID-19 lessons learned will be less visible to the public, but that doesn't mean they're not there, right? The industry has become more resilient through this, and I truly believe that. Traditionally, managing airport, airline, airspace operations has required people to be co-located in an operation center working towards a common goal. I think with COVID-19, we saw some of that barrier start to break down, right? We saw the industry start to do some work that could be done remotely to the extent possible. It wasn't a complete pendulum swing, but I think we started to see this transition to a more resilient operation where we can do some of that remotely and still have a safe and efficient system. And really what's made that possible is the industry's investment in technology over the years, and the continued investment in technology is critical to aviation. You know, an example at Mosaic, we have a web-based situation awareness tool called the Mosaic Situation Viewer, and allows stakeholders to view and manage operations from anywhere, you know, in an office, at home, you know, even from your car if you wanted to, although that would never happen. But, you know, this is because MSV, it's a, our situation viewer, it's not a client server technology. It's web-based. You know, traditionally a lot of the tools are client server and required on-site installation, and can only be used at a specific computer. So, you know, that's an example of, I think, some of the technology, you know, and we were talking about information data earlier, and, you know, all of this, all these capabilities are coming together to support the system being more resilient. And I think that's just one example. I think there's other areas for sure. You know, if you think about aircraft hygiene or cleanliness, some of the adaptive pricing, you know, if we go outside of operations, the adaptive pricing the airlines went into to, you know, make it encouraging, you know, make it interesting for people to fly. I think there's many others beyond that. I haven't fully had time to think about all of those, but I think there is a lot to be gained from, or a lot of lessons learned from COVID that the industry will hang its hat on in the years to come. So what are the future key trends when it comes to aviation, and what role does Mosaic play in that? You know, from an operations perspective, we're really Mosaic, you know, that's where we're focused. You know, a future trend that we see taking shape is the production of high-end information analytics to drive safer and more efficient operations. You know, we spoke a little bit about earlier the using data and the value of data, and we really believe that's going to expand quickly in the future. So more of a dependency on data to drive our operations and make them specific. To date, you know, data has been used, but, you know, the system has heavily relied on people's experience at their job to drive how efficient operations could be on any given day. You know, and that could be whether you're looking at operations for a single aircraft or for the entire system or anywhere between. So, you know, we're really at a point now where we have the data that's being made available. It's fused together and it's ready to support these higher end services. So data can really start to drive operations and improve safety and efficiency. You know, when we shift from the question, this is what has happened to, or this is what is happening to, this is what will happen, right? Predictive. So the transition from post to real time to predictions. So I envision the industry will rally really around the evolution of data and technology. Mosaic, we intend to be a leader in this space, you know, leveraging our data fuser as core to that information engine and, you know, providing predictions to answer some of the more complicated questions or use cases that the industry faces. We've begun part of this journey already, you know, by producing data services such as predicted runway, and that's really which runway an aircraft will arrive at or depart from, airport configuration predictions, taxi time predictions, which leads to, you know, does an aircraft single engine or dual engine taxi? There's obviously environmental concerns there. There's efficiency concerns, emission predictions, and those are just to name a few. So, you know, this is what we really see the industry rallying around. Historically, decision makers, they've had 12 different tools to solve 12 different problems, and it's overwhelming for them, right? And we've heard those experiences. We really see the development of information being integrated in the tools that exist today and not new tools in order to drive the future of aviation. Predictions still aren't the answer to everything, though. As I mentioned earlier, you need trust in data by the end user, you know, so you need transparency. And, you know, historically, data has kind of been provided in a deterministic way, basically implying here's a number and this is what will happen. You think about an ETA, this is what, you know, it's expected to be truth, you know, and that's not necessarily the case. My background's in weather, and if we take a quick detour to the weather world for a second, you know, the scenario is very similar, where you provide a weather forecast saying it'll rain, when actually there's a range of possibilities, right? So to help the user in understanding the weather world transitioned really to probabilities, right? Instead of this will happen, there's a 30% chance that rain will happen today. And so, you know, I envision the industry transforming into the information that's created and the way it's communicated. So, and Mosaic intends to lead the way here with things such as, you know, what's the probability that, you know, this prediction will occur, or what's our confidence in this? You can do that with machine learning and AI and other things these days. You can really provide high-end information, but also supplemental information to help the end user have trust in that system and in that data. So providing such information, you know, we think will establish transparency and trust and collaboration, another topic we discussed earlier within the system, you know, which is critical to continued improvement.
Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast was brought to you in collaboration with Emma Systems. Emma helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through its various AI components, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.aero to find out more. Onwards and upwards towards our next episode.